Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we're continuing on with, which Christina always does. She always brings great guests on this show. And this conversation is with Jeff Stone, who is with Project Help Long Island. And, you know, the purpose of it, and I'm putting it in my nutshell, is just bringing awareness from both a mental health and from a drug abuse perspective in all the stuff that's out there, marijuana any sort of opioid and fentanyl and morphine and everything that's abused technically. And, you know, one is to why people, and it was an interesting thing when I said to him, I didn't look at it so much mental, but why are you taking drugs in the first place? You know, so you can go back 20 years ago and something happened. So, you know, and then unfortunately, people doing what they do, it's having one more scotch and then driving your car. You didn't do it on purpose. So somebody else takes one more shot of something, but that stops his heart.
I was going to say, you gave us a brochure that the people who are listening in cannot see, but I was wondering if you might just sort of cover the structure of HELP as to who is Project HELP and possibly even resources. Can you just touch base with us? There's so much here.
Right. Well, Project HELP Long Island, we're made up of individuals, as I've mentioned before, from treatment fields, social workers, mental health professionals, coalitions like Manhasset CASA, Drug Free Long Island, and by the way, a shout out to Stacy Talento and Stacy Roy Christ for being helpful in founding the particulars of Project HELP Long Island. So that's a shout out to them. Thank you. Local government, elected officials, community members. It takes a village type of concept. We're all in this together, and we all have to work together on this. And that's the whole point of this. So that being said, we go into every facet from physicians. We had in our first speaker session, Dr. Stephen Dewey. He's a noted medical doctor, he's a professor at Stony Brook University. He speaks on drugs, opioids, alcohol, and the effects on a teenage brain. That was when I was blown over. It was amazing listening to this man up in North Shore High School, and I said, my God, this guy is incredible. You know, and I had him speak for us. And he puts on a very powerful, compelling PowerPoint presentation on how it affects the brain with regards to dopamine levels and PET scans of the brain. He gets into it, and it's amazing. But you know something? Somebody who's affected doesn't really care too much about how bad it is and how good it is, all right? We have to reach them peer on peer. We have to offer treatment facilities instead of being closed for the weekends. Instead of saying, oh, what's the matter with you? You have a drug problem. No, you know, you have a health issue, all right? You have a disease. Let's take care of it. You know, treat people like people. No one wakes up on any given day and say, hey, I want to take heroin today.
I'm just throwing in a plug for Madeline Singus. I don't know if you're aware.
Yes.
That, I think it's Hope Home or something.
Yes.
That she was, like, you were taken to the hospital on a Saturday, and they sent you home for an overdose, which means on Sunday you could kill yourself or be back in the hospital.
Right.
And you need X number of days. I don't know how much it is. And she wound up by using the money that was confiscated from drug dealers, organizing a facility that you go from the hospital to this facility for X number of days so that when you all come out, you have the opportunity to stay clean. I'm not saying you're going to, and she's not saying it either. 24 hours, you're not clean. But maybe it might be a week or two you stay there. I have no idea, Jeff. But you stay there for a while.
This task force, which is led by Superintendent Laura Curran.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and Madeline Singer's fantastic. And you have LICAT involved. All right, Steve Chasman. He's involved. And a lot of these coalitions are involved. And I got to tell you, they're bringing the message out there. And again, you know, making sure that there is treatment, hotline numbers, 988, a suicide hotline telephone number. that was set up by the federal government. All these things are important here. But again, we have to address the mental health, the stigmatism behind all this. But now, what I wanted to do was to reach the adults and grandparents of the kids. That's why I went to the libraries.
Okay.
And we're going
to
be going to other libraries. Now,
you give us those dates and we go along. We'll be announcing them for you.
Well, thank you so much.
No, absolutely.
Thank you so much. But again, it's also reaching the kids, all right? Like, for instance, drug-free Long Island. They go to the high schools and middle schools. I'm now starting to go into Circle K colleges, you know, where the groups are, and they're setting up meeting times for me. I spoke at their speakers convention up in Albany. Actually, no, it was in Lake Placid, all right? Lake George. Went up there just for the day to speak, and it was awesome. There was about 50 kids, officers from across the state, Circle K, listening in. And that's what I want to reach, all right? And I want to teach them about what they can do on campus to raise awareness, whether it's have T-shirts printed up or walkathons, fundraisers. And that's the beauty of it, especially when you bring in Kiwanis as a sponsor, because they have an international reach. I know your earlier speaker was about global.
Right.
Well, I'm considering trying to speak in Belgium this year at the International Kiwanis Convention. I know the international president. I broke bread with him earlier this summer at the past summer about what I'm doing. He says, send me the video, and I have all three speaker sessions videotaped by professional videographers, Grammy Award winners, too, I might add.
They're very good at what they do.
And they're doing me a favor.
And this, you know, Kiwanis brings credibility.
Exactly.
It's not just Jeff, and I'm not knocking you, Jeff. You're just a person. But if you're a person with Kiwanis,
yes,
you know, with the Lions, with Rotary, all of a sudden you have something behind you.
And I'll be speaking up in Binghamton mid-February at the New York State Kiwanis Convention. I'm on the Kiwanis Governor's Mental Health Task Force. I'm the opioid expert on that. So, again, it's all hands on deck.
Now, your group has a focus on children, teenagers that this is occurring with, but I'm sure you're fully aware that this doesn't end at that age range. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of seniors and older people.
Right.
What's going on that as far as your thoughts and how things are evolving in that population?
Well, I'm as a realtor, I'm a seniors real estate specialist. That's my expertise. And as a matter of fact, I was just voted on unanimously, I might add, to the senior center, the adult activities center in Manor Haven. So I want to bring my expertise to that platform. But I've also noticed through my dealings with older homeowners that they tend to isolate more as they age. And sometimes they'll pick up as a companion maybe a bottle, okay? And there is drinking that has increased. And us boomers, you know, we're radicals, you know, so maybe marijuana use is up, all right? So that's a big, big concern. And we have to make sure that social workers, which they are well aware of this, and I want to promote this within Project Independence, see if we can get something going there to speak before centers like the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury or in Port Washington or where have you, and discuss this. And I could bring in a team to deal with this.
I know that people may be living on their own and experiencing this, but sometimes you have two people who are together living under the same roof, supporting each other in doing this as well, and I'm sure that can be very challenging and can be life-threatening to have something of this nature going on and not being addressed in some form of a productive fashion.
Well, that's it. What I always try to state to folks, talk to your neighbor who may be experiencing maybe loneliness or a loss of a spouse. You know, check in on them. You know, it's a person-to-person thing. It's all about people, you know, and we just have sometimes issues, and sometimes we're afraid to talk about them, and we hide them, and we have to get out of that. You know, we have to be open. The thing is, we have to have society ready to receive us openly and not treat people as such, as drug addicts or people with problems.
So. I agree with you. The stigma that comes with this. And yes, with a loving, caring heart like what Jeff has taken forth here, you can have a conversation, and they can be led for help. Not everybody. And we're not talking that everybody's
going to say, because the individual that is experiencing this may also put up an invisible door.
Of course.
And keep you out on the other side and not either inform you or not be receptive to such a conversation.
Now, I do know there's a lot of coalitions. They go up to Albany or D.C., and they talk to the representatives up there about this issue, all right? So, you know, I'll have someone like a Senator Kaplan helping us, supporting us, or the newly elected Marion Dalamonte, our councilwoman in Port Washington, or Veronica Lerve, Wayne Wink, and Judy Bosworth, all good friends, and they support what I'm doing, and it's really wonderful. But, you know, again, pharmaceutical industry, big person. I don't want to say to blame, but they have their hands deep in the bag here, all right? So the whole idea is that you can start out with an injury, whether in high school level or as an older person, and you start taking some painkillers, some opioids, all right? And what will happen is that you need more opioids. You get hooked on it, all right? Now you're going to heroin. It does. That's a pathway, too, one of them, all right? And then with heroin, you may want to go into fentanyl or you try something, cocaine, that's laced with fentanyl, and that's where a lot of the overdoses happen. I have two Narcan kits that I keep with me all the time, naloxone, all right? And that will treat an overdose with fentanyl. But with carfentanil, which is 10,000 times stronger.
It's useless.
It is.
Wow.
And that's used to treat elephants and large mammals.
Wow.
And just to tell you how important this is, now this is on an international scale. You can call it whatever you want, but in Ohio, last year, they seized 40 pounds of carfentanil, which was also laced with fentanyl, that could kill. That's 40 pounds, could kill the entire state of Ohio.
Amazing. But unfortunately, we're out of time. We're all straight zeros. Getting the statistics is amazing. The work you're doing, Jeff, is really, it's a compliment to you and more importantly for the people you're trying to help. So I want to thank you. I thank you for taking time. And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.